Well, amen. What a powerful message and song that was as well. And I trust that we would do just that, choose to raise them up for Jesus. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, if you'd look with me to the book of Proverbs and chapter 14. Just one verse this morning, Proverbs chapter 14. When I think of Mother's Day, I think this possibly is the best verse, most powerful verse in all the Bible concerning women. Proverbs chapter 14. If you would, go ahead and stand with me. We'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you follow right along with me. The Bible says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Let's read that once again. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you, what a blessing. Lord God, it's already been just being in church today, acknowledging all these mothers, being able to, Lord, just be ministered to in song, sensing your presence in this place. Now, Father, as we've opened up the precious holy word that you have preserved for us, our minds are on mothers on this Mother's Day. Pray that you might empower the preaching of thy word once again, and I pray for each one here that they would have that ear to hear what you have for each one. I ask that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Do you realize, according to the word of God, that women have this power? We find here in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, preserved for us by an almighty God. And he, addressing the home, the house, the home, that a wise woman buildeth it, but a foolish woman, realizing it or not, will tear it down, will destroy it. Plucketh it down with her own hands. So two descriptions that God gives to us concerning women. And that is one of wisdom and one of foolishness. I know this is Mother's Day, and there's so much to be said about the home. There's so many different aspects of the home and the husbands, and that's coming in Father's Day. We're going to address that. But this is Mother's Day. I'd like to address each and every one of the mothers here today. I'd like to ask you, to ask yourself, where are you? In what direction are you headed? Now, since we have two descriptions here, I guess the ultimate description of a woman who is building her house and being everything that God wants her to be would be right here. If you would, just imagine this. This is a woman in the perfect will of God, accomplishing everything that God has for her to accomplish, and she has the wisdom to understand it. She's devoted her life to building her house. She's devoted her life to being everything that God would have her to be. And the Bible calls her a wise woman. But then on the other end of the spectrum, if you would, then we find there was a position over here, the description of a foolish woman. And this woman is doing everything, whether she realizes it or not, but she is tearing her home down. She's not aware of who God is or possibly God's purpose for her life. And she might be on this other end of the spectrum. And if you would, you have both ends. You have a wise woman, you have a foolish woman. That's all that God gives to us. Can I tell you, though, there's a lot of space in between. As you would look at yourself, as you know God sees you, would you put yourself on this position over here? Or would you be honest with yourself and you would have to say, I've got to put myself over in that position? Or some would say, well, I'm possibly middle of the road. I'm right here. Where would you place yourself? And if you're closer to this side, not understanding and not willing to yield to and not asking God to help you to be the woman that God wants you to be, you say you're more on this side. Are you headed in that direction? Is your life and what you're doing with your life, are you getting closer and closer to being the extreme and the foolishness that God has revealed to us? Or are you possibly, even though you've been over here and you're maybe been in the middle of the road, but you're at the place in your life now that you're realizing the importance that God has placed upon the position that you hold as a woman, and you are focused on that idea of a wise woman, a virtuous woman, a woman in the will of God, understanding the position that God's given to her. And you say, I might not be there yet, but that's my focus. That's what I'm wanting for my life. Because I know my children need me to be that kind of mother. And I know my husband needs me to be that kind of wife. And I know that my Lord Jesus wants me to be that kind of a woman to serve him. And you're aware of that, and so you might not be there, but at least you're headed in that direction. My fear today in this Laodicean church age, that we've had some that have been here and wanting to be that kind of woman, but because of everything that's taken place in society and the influences that the world is having on them, that they might still be a little bit on this side, but they're not looking that direction. They have turned their back on that, and they're slowly but surely making their way toward the foolish. Wow. God's design for a biblical woman is the most important of all God's creation. You need to see yourself as the most important of all of God's creation. Your position is more important than the earth. The earth was created by God to inhabit humanity. Your position is more important than the sun. Your position is more important than the moon. Now, we know that we are dependent upon the sun, we're dependent upon the moon, and God designed it that way. But why is your position more important than the earth? Why is your position more important than the sun and the moon and the stars? It's because that man cannot survive without woman. We would not be here. None of us would be here. Let me ask you, what come first, the mother or the baby? God created the woman with a design of having a baby. No matter how far back you go, without woman, you would not have survival of humanity. So can I tell you this morning, it doesn't matter what happens to the earth. It doesn't matter what happens to the sun or the moon. If God's position of a biblical woman is destroyed. Because man will not survive. The thing of it is, only women can destroy God's position of a woman. Only women, only you, mother, can destroy God's position of a mother, of a woman, of a wife. Only you. It begins with becoming foolish. The Bible says every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish. The foolish woman will destroy her home. She plucketh it down with her own hands. So a foolish woman... who is this? This is that position that's over here. That is the far extreme of women. That's as far as you can go, as being foolish and plucking down your own home. So women who do not acknowledge God are foolish. Now, that goes the same with a man as well. All human beings, anyone that does not acknowledge God is very foolish. But we're, again, as we're dealing with this idea of the position of a woman in a world, in a day and age where it's, we need to see the value, we need to see the importance of the position that God has established for a biblical woman. Over in the book of Psalms in chapter 53, in Psalms 53, let me just read this so you write it down, you want to study it. But the Bible says in verse 53, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So we're looking at someone that's foolish, and the way to become a fool is not to acknowledge God, to say there is no God. The Bible says, corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. Because when you don't believe in God, then the natural tendency is to... go in the direction of sin, going in the direction of iniquity. The psalmist writes, there is none that doeth good, as God's looking down. And with the psalmist, he said, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. The fool says there is no God. And if you don't think there is a God, you're not going to seek God. Every one of them has gone back. They are altogether become. And if you don't believe in God, then this is what's happening. You become filthy in the eyes of God because you're living a life of iniquity. You're living a life of sin. Your values are not according to the Word of God. Your morality is not according to the Bible. Your priorities are not according to the Word that God has preserved for us. And they become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Do they not have the knowledge of the design of an intelligent God, an intelligent design of a creator God? Are they blinded to that? Have they no knowledge? Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. You're not acknowledging God. You're not looking to God. You're not calling upon God. The Bible says that that's a fool. And the fool will turn to iniquity. And as they turn to iniquity, they become filthy. And as they become filthy, calling upon God is the last thing that they want to do. that's that extreme. That's that foolish woman. On the way there is maybe the woman who say that they believe in God, but reject his design. They want to be religious, but they want to develop their own religion. They want to believe in God, but they want to have God as their personal genie in a bottle. Women who will not submit to God's will for their lives. The Bible is what we look to understand the position that God has established for women. It's Bible. If it's in the Bible and it's addressing women and wives and mothers, then it's God's design. And God has a design for everyone in the family. If you look over with me, Colossians in chapter 3, and there's so much more in the Bible, but in the book of Colossians, I love this passage right here because it kind of puts it all together when it talks about the woman and the husband and the children. In the book of Colossians in chapter 3, who do you think that the Bible addresses first? When Paul is writing to the church at Colossae concerning the family unit, and he instructs them by understanding God's purpose and God's plan for the position, what position do you think that God that he would present first? Many would think man, but he doesn't. We find here in the Colossians in chapter 3 in verse 16, or look at verse 18, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, he's addressing the wife before he's addressing the husband as he's outlining the family and the positions that God has. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. And then he addresses children. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Can I tell you, those are the three positions and three verses that have a whole lot there that we need to understand and apply to our lives concerning our homes. The foolish reject that. The foolish, even they might not be all the way over not to believe in God, they might believe in God, but they reject the order. They reject the plan. They reject the design. As a result of foolishness, women become unfulfilled. And they seek fulfillment, but they're seeking it in the world. And they're not seeking it in Christ. And I tell you, that woman will never find lasting fulfillment. Because you weren't designed for that. Most that are unfulfilled will become angry. Angry because their husband possibly would not encourage them in their positions as wives. Maybe because they had no control over the things happening in their life and it didn't go the way that they wanted to. And so now they're changing directions and still believe in God, but just doesn't believe in the sovereignty of God. And because they're unfulfilled, they become angry. The book of Proverbs has much to say about that. If I can, let me just share with you a couple of verses there. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 9, the Bible says this about that. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. She's unfulfilled. And she's angry. The Bible says in verse 19 of the very same chapter, it is better to dwell in the wilderness. It not only affects the home, it affects the earth. It affects society. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. I'm just reading to you the Bible. A woman's spiritual worth is only found in God's will. Because God designed you for His will. So, what is her salvation? You find yourself getting closer to this person over here, which is the far extreme of the foolish woman who's plucking her own home down with her own hands. What is her salvation? What is the solution? No matter where you might be, that direction, or you might even be all the way over here, very close, but you've already turned your back on it. There's no help for this person here because you're not focused. You're going in the wrong direction. It's only going to get worse. Well, I'm angry because my husband failed to be the man that he should have been. And so I am not going in that direction. My children have turned out wrong. I tried and I couldn't do it. And they asked too much of me. And I'm angry because it didn't turn out the way that I thought it would turn out. And you're headed in that direction. And you're going to end up destroying it all. So what's the solution? What's the answer? Turn from being foolish to becoming wise. Do you truly want to destroy? Use your position to pluck down? Or do you want to use your position to build? To do a work? To impact lives? To raise your children for Jesus. What do you got to do? You have to begin to look to God. You have to seek Him. He's a rewarder of all of those who diligently seek Him, and He is there to be found. No matter what your circumstances, no matter what your past, no matter who you married, and you did marry him. God is there to be found. Turn back with me to the book of Colossians. Remember, we just read there in Colossians in chapter 3, verse 18 to 20. It gives us the outline of the home and the woman first, then the man, then the child. What does it say right before that, leading up to that? I want you to see this. This is very important. The book of Colossians in chapter 3. Now if you look at verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. When you're seeking God, you have to seek after His word. The Bible represents the mind of God. The Bible is God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Turning to the Bible and receiving that. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Rejoicing in God, understanding not only do you believe in God, but you're rejoicing in God. And this right here, he says in verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And here is the key to it all, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. The solution is actually seeking after God, looking to Him. And as you look to God, giving thanks for His design. Giving thanks for His design for a woman and what is going to fulfill that woman and what is going to be a blessing to that woman. And first of all, to be a Christian woman created in the image and likeness of God. No less than anybody. God is no respecter of persons. He does not respect the man more than He does the woman. That is, you can't find that in the Bible. You can find just the opposite. If you go back in the book of Genesis, you find that God created man and woman. He created them both in His likeness after His image. Male and female created He them. That's why in heaven there's not going to be marriage. It'll be a better relationship than what marriage could have ever been in this world. I believe that we will be known as we were known, and you will know those relations that you had here, but the relations in heaven is going to be so superior than anything we could have ever had on this earth. But on this earth, we have relations that God's given to us. And God designed every woman for the position that He has for you. He designed every man for the position that He has for man. To inhabit the earth. To worship Him. To please Him. Need to be thankful for how God designed you. Are you thankful that you're a woman? The one thing a woman can do that a man can never do. There's many things, but the one most important is to glorify God as a woman. Don't belittle yourself to think that you should have been a man. Don't belittle yourself to want to be a man. God designed you. And God chose you to live your life on this planet Earth as a woman. And you have that opportunity to glorify God by being everything that God wants you to be as a woman. As a Christian woman. Our society is in desperate need for the influence of a Christian woman. Wow. You have the opportunity. You have an opportunity to be a Christian wife. When you get to that place and you know that it's God's will for your life to be married, and God brings that right person into your life, and you unite as husband and wife in holy matrimony, you will have an opportunity to be a Christian wife. Designed to complete. A position that God designed to complete. Can I tell you, my wife is far more spiritual than I. But I could not be who I am in the position that God has placed me in without having her as my wife. None of our staff could be what God wants them to be and be able to serve God and do everything that God has for them to do if it were not for the godly wives that God has given to our staff. Can I tell you, their position is far greater than my position. If it wasn't for their position, I could not hold the position that I hold. By God's design. By God's design. By God's design, be thankful for the opportunity you might have to be a Christian mother. Something that I'll never experience. But I've always wondered what it would feel like to know that God designed you and is using your body to develop another human being. No man will ever experience what God designed a woman to experience. If you have children, moms, can I tell you, you have accomplished something that no man could ever accomplish. And it's because of that, man is dependent upon you. Society is dependent upon you. Without woman, we will not exist. And God knew that. God designed you. To bring life into this world. Now God puts the spirit in the womb, but God uses you. He uses your womb. He uses your body to give birth. Are you thankful for that? Don't be blinded. You look to God and you understand these things and you give thanks. If you're going to give thanks, then you're going to have to do the second thing for salvation, the solution, is you're going to have to identify your enemy. Satan is the enemy. He does not want you to give thanks to God for the position that God has designed for you. And Satan, I guarantee you, is going to work through the world to take away the thing that you ought to be most thankful for in God's design. The Bible says, and let me just read, I got to quit here, I got to stop here, but 1 John in chapter 2, and the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible says this: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This is the Bible. It's saying that the world's mentality, the world, the prince of the power of the air is the devil himself. And he's going to use the world to be an influence and try to keep God's people from being all that God wants them to be. He's going to try to keep a woman from being everything that God designed you to be. He's going to try to keep a man from being everything God designed you to be. He's going to try to have children raised in a way different than God designed children to be raised. Love not that world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. That the lust and the pride, it's coming from the world, and the world passeth away. You're giving your life because of the influence of the world. You're giving it to the world, and the world's going to pass away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Wow. Satan's going to use the world as he has been more and more as we're getting closer to the end. If he uses the world, and if we're allowing the world to influence us, then he'll use our flesh. He'll try to get a hold of your desires and lusts. And he'll direct you in a totally opposite direction than the will of God. You have to identify your enemy. And then you submit to God's plan. Do you know what that word submit means? It means to arrange yourself in rank. Only you can do that. When you understand God, you seek God, and you turn away from the world and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the identifying them, you turn away from that, then you, by looking to God, arrange yourself in the position, by the position that God has for you. And it is different. It's not superior, but it is different. You've heard the term form follows function. Let me add something to that. Form follows function, and function follows order. God's designed order. Desire being who God has created you to be. I trust that we would have more and more women over here building your home, understanding this is the most important thing for me to accomplish because it's God's will for my life. And if you're not here, wherever you might put yourself along this line, even if you might be all the way over here, if you desire what God has for you, all you have to do is head in that direction. You might have a little ways to go, but you're heading in the right directions. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. Maybe today is the day. Today is the day that you're going to get headed in the right direction. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. Every woman needs to have a desire to be the woman that God wants you to be. Father, we bow before you now. We love you. Thank you for the truth of your word. And I pray, God, that all of us here would have that desire to be what you have designed us to be. If we are not, help us to see it. Help us to know where we're at and what you'd have us to do. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.